A Jewish Journal article, breathing new life into a Thanksgiving pumpkin tradition. When I was in second grade, my home economics class made pumpkin bread for Thanksgiving. I brought home a 6-inch long loaf, shared it with my family, and a decades-long tradition was born. Without fail, since 1981, my mother and both sisters have continued baking this sumptuous pumpkin recipe every November and December. I cannot forget the image of melted chocolate chips running all over our fingers as we gobbled down the first steaming slices prior to our Thanksgiving guests arriving. To this day, no Thanksgiving is complete without the scintillating aroma of cloves, cinnamon, and allspice wafting throughout my parents' house while the loaves bake, and with Shabbat the next night, there has always been ample reason to extend the culinary festivities. Pumpkins, along with turkeys and cranberries, are among the most iconic of Thanksgiving foods, making an appearance in pies, breads, soups, muffins, cupcakes, spiced lattes, and candies. Incredibly, there is even a strong Jewish tradition, among Sephardim from the Iberian Peninsula and Italy, of eating pumpkins, that harks back to the first New World explorers. And yet, in a modern marketplace brimming with colorful choices and accessible alternatives, the pumpkin somehow seems ordinary. For all its seasonal pomp, a pumpkin on its own is a fairly bland and unflavorful fruit with a sometimes stringy texture. It requires a cupboard full of spices to uplift it on the palate. And pumpkins are over-marketed and overhyped, from Halloween to Thanksgiving, from Facebook feeds to Pinterest pins. Why stick with the ordinary pumpkin when you can accessorize into a whole line of winter squashes with far more panache? There are two types of squashes: summer squash, which are the soft kind and include zucchini, patty pan, and crookneck squash, and winter squash, which are the hard-skinned type and include pumpkins, red curry, kabocha, butternut squash, acorn squash, carnival squash, honeynut squash, and spaghetti squash. Winter squash come in many vivid colors, textures, shapes, and sizes. They are delicious, nutritious, and versatile, with dense, sweet flesh and a hollow cavity full of seeds worthy of roasting. Winter squash are a cozy and inviting culinary category, whether for Thanksgiving, Shabbat dinner, or warming your belly on a cold winter night. In place of pumpkin, the winter squashes that go best for Thanksgiving are red curry, kabocha, and butternut squash. Unlike pumpkins, these squashes all have complex, assertive, and memorable flavors on their own. Red curry squash. The red curry squash resembles a small, teardrop-shaped pumpkin but without the telltale ridges. The curry has an assertive, chestnut-like flavor that goes well in soups, stew, and casseroles, although it can also be made into pies, muffins, and bread. It is high in fiber, vitamins A and C, and beta-carotene. When cooked, the skin becomes soft and can be used in recipes alongside the smooth and rich flesh. Kabocha squash. The kabocha squash resembles a slightly squashed dwarf pumpkin. It consists of greenish-white stripes on the outside with bright yellow-orange on the inside. Kabocha squash has a very sweet, nutty flavor that tastes like a cross between a pumpkin and a sweet potato. This squash can be used in soups, roasted, baked, and steamed. Like the red curry squash, the skin is edible and delicious, too. Butternut squash. Butternut squash is bell-shaped, with a slim neck and bulbous bottom. Although it is related to the pumpkin, it is visually different. Butternut squash has a sweet, nutty flavor reminiscent of pumpkin, with deep orange flesh and a creamy texture when cooked. Butternuts are fabulous when roasted, pureed into a soup, or baked into a pie. Sugar baby pumpkins, if you must use pumpkin, sugar baby pumpkins are the way to go. They can be made into breads, smoothies, cookies, flavorful side dishes, and savory soups. They are also highly nutritious. They contain copious amounts of beta-carotene and other antioxidant carotenoids, as well as vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, zinc, and dietary fiber, while also contributing few calories. These delectable winter squashes can easily be found at Sprouts, Whole Foods, Instacart, or your local farmer's market. In my own family, the pumpkin's preeminent position among our Thanksgiving traditions has gone unchallenged for 40 years. This year, I plan on breathing new life into my second-grade pumpkin bread recipe by using red curry squash. And with Shabbat coming on the heels of Thanksgiving, we plan on spicing up our Friday night hamotzi with a kabocha squash challah. This challah has a vibrant yellow-orange color with a deep flavor that is both savory and sweet, in contrast to the more mellow and bland pumpkin version. This year has been anything but ordinary. When you sit down at the Thanksgiving table, and the Shabbat table the night after that, reward yourself with an abundance of winter squash varieties that are unusual and extraordinary. You will be grateful that you did. Michael Tannenbaum, is a writer and marketer living in Los Angeles. He is the founder and editor-in-chief of Consciously Kosher.